The truce looks like it may be the start in bridging the divide that continues to separate Mozambique's RENAMO opposition and the ruling Frelimo party. That divide was made clear before the Christmas break, when international mediators left Maputo empty-handed, with the objective of a peace deal still very much far away. Now Afonso Dhlakama, the head of RENAMO, insists he wants to continue dialogue with President Filipe Nyusi. For Joseph Hanlon, however, a visiting senior fellow at the London School of Economics, we've been here before.
I mean, we've had ceasefires before. We had ceasefire before the 2014 elections. But it is an important step, and it does allow free movement. What is missing at the moment is any sense of the two sides feeling that they actually need to live together, and there has to be some agreement between the two sides which would allow the country to move forward. And neither side seems to accept that yet.
What's been poisoning peace talks is the issue of decentralization. RENAMO's Afonso Dhlakama wants the right to nominate governors in six provinces where his party won the most votes in the disputed 2014 elections. He also wants RENAMO fighters to be brought into the military and the police. The Frelimo government, though, says they must first disarm. For Philippe Gagneau, a Swiss doctor and independent politician on the outskirts of the capital Maputo, the truce is all about RENAMO saving face.
I think it was just a cosmetic division so that we don't forget about RENAMO and we don't forget about the government. They are trying to call attention on that they still exist and the conflict is still there. But I think the conflict is more political. I think neither party can defeat each other.
Politically, Mozambique is at a stalemate, but economically there is potential. It's on the verge of developing huge gas reserves offshore, which the government hopes will transform the country into a middle-income state. Wrong, says Joseph Hanlon.
The gas is partly the reason for the war, because RENAMO feel that they are not getting a share of the new wealth. We've had, in a sense, an advanced resource curse, because the government of Armando Guebuza, the previous president, borrowed in secret $2 billion, huge amount of money for Mozambique, on the expectation that it would be paid for by gas revenues. And there's just a sense of the leadership on both sides believing that they can become fabulously wealthy from the gas money. This has blinded them to any of the realities of the country.
In April this year, the International Monetary Fund suspended aid to Mozambique after accusing it of hiding at least 1 billion euros. Philippe Gagneau explains that the government's inability to tackle corruption may have strengthened RENAMO.
When you take in account that almost $2 billion have been wrongly or completely robbed out of with guarantees of the state, it is something that RENAMO has the right to contest. The worst thing is that 1,200 millions are still missing. When you come to that point, RENAMO has either two objectives. At least one is to say, you guys are a corrupt government, you're taking a lot of money, and we don't get anything.
With more people fleeing the fighting this year alone because of increased violence, the hope is that the truce and its promise of peace will remain beyond the holidays.